This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, if you're among those working from home, you may well have noticed an increase in the number of online scams when you open your inbox or shop on the internet. The disturbing trend is linked to the COVID-19 lockdown, says the UN Agency for Trade and Development, UNCTAD. It wants to see more countries adopt tougher measures to protect people using the internet, particularly in least developed countries. That's where there's most global growth in internet use, but it's also where there's least data protection and the fewest privacy laws. As Shamika Sirimani, Director of Technology and Logistics at UNCTAD, tells UN News' Daniel Johnson.
When it comes to safeguarding their citizens' data and privacy online, only 66% of the countries in the world have legislation. And this is according to the data that UNCTAD issued today on our tool called Cyber Tracker.
And you've seen, sorry to interrupt, and you've seen what you say is a spike in online cybercrime. What kind of cybercrime are we talking about?
All cybercrime, the scams, online fraud, they are all on the rise. It's largely because we are now utterly dependent on digital tools to buy our food, buy, pay bills, to work, to get some education, and to connect with our friends and loved ones. So we are totally dependent on the digital realm. If the citizens are not protected, then subjected to all sorts of scams and online fraud. And these numbers are rising.
Can you tell me where in particular the worst cases of cybercrime are happening? I imagine that the richer industrialized countries have pretty wide security coverage, but it's in the least developed countries in particular where the problems lie.
I think many countries, yes, but I guess if you don't have proper laws and regulatory frameworks, and as a citizen, you are a lot susceptible to these crimes. Take the least developed countries. Less than half have data protection and privacy laws.
So what does that mean exactly, Shamika? What does that mean when you say they don't have protection for data privacy?
That means I simply will not be able to trust my online transactions. I would be quite scared to put my bank account numbers to buy online because I know that my data would be gone. It can be very easily hacked by all sorts of parties out there.
But don't least developed countries rely on the more sophisticated technology coming from richer countries? There are servers outside these least developed countries, aren't there?
You see, when I start buying online, say I'm in Rwanda and if I want to buy something online, the first my connection is with the internet in my house. I have to put my payment information and, you know, if I don't have any protection, my data will be out to be seen by the whole world. So this is the concern of the lack of safeguarding of the data and privacy.
I see. And apart from the least developed countries, maybe you could talk me through some of the other regions in the world where there are problems relating to lack of internet regulation.
So take cybercrime legislation. Europe has the highest number of legislation. About 89% of European countries have cybercrime legislation. And compare this number to Africa, it's only 72% of countries have cybercrime legislation. Take consumer protection, for example. This is extremely important if you want to do e-commerce. I want to know that I am protected as a consumer. And this, the rate of adoption varies from about 73% in Europe to 46% in Africa and 72% in the Latin American countries. So the legislation and the regulatory frameworks differ so vastly between different regions. And the other thing that I also want to bring to your attention is, you know, just because you have a piece of legislation is not enough. You also need to be able to enforce. And many developing countries have not set aside enough resources to enforce the legislation and the regulatory environment that they have created on the books.
And do you think that governments around the world are more aware of this than ever because with the COVID pandemic, lots more people working at home, lots more people are exposed to these cyber criminals? Do you think governments are going to act more now to deal with it?
This is what we would like governments to do, and this is why we are putting these numbers out right now, because I guess we all know as never before now, we need protection from cybercrime, scams, online fraud, because we completely rely on digital tools to continue our lives. So our hope that the governments would pay enough attention to putting in place the legal and regulatory environment so that people can trust when they deal on online transactions.
There's also a link though, isn't there, with personal data, and lots of talk as well about how governments might use people's personal information to track this pandemic and infections, and indeed track down those who may have come into contact and be in danger. So what's your thinking on that? Does that form part of your research into people's personal liberties?
We structure our data collection is just to see what kind of laws the countries have for data and privacy, for consumer protection, e-transaction, and so forth. So I guess the question is, yes, you need tracing to address this sort of a pandemic, but on the other hand, we also need to protect privacy of the person. So it has to be a very fine balance between the need for tracing and to suppress the spread of this virus, and then to make sure that the personal data is protected.